right now on VFN TV. We have some amazing prophetic words and prophetic encounters from Jeremiah Johnson. I'm going to share some prophetic words from myself. Hank Kuhneman, God specifically talking about Kanye West. What's going on? Is he a wrecking ball? Guess what? So much more on that. But also, we're going to talk about how God's got some inventions coming that's going to help out with people with their heart, with their ability to see. And we're also going to, are you been crying out for your son and your daughter, your prodigal sons and daughters to come back to God? Guess what? 2020 is the year right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
So the first word we're going to hear is from Hank Kuhneman, how the Lord will walk the land of America from the left to the right. And I'm going to share with you what the Lord actually showed me him walk in the land. But first, let's go to Hank Kuhneman on Sid Roth sharing this prophetic word.
In this next cycle, I saw the foot of God come. I didn't know what it was, but I saw this thing accelerating at a high level of speed, and I realized it was the Lord's foot. He hit the United States and he went harshly towards the left and moved it towards the right. And he said these words to me, who is on the Lord's side? And it's important that we're on the Lord's side. Do we want this mission of mercy? Are we going to get hung up with hearsay and what people are saying, a past life of hearsay with the president? Are we going to look at the facts of God is going to continue to show that he's anointed this man? And let me say this, 2020, you want to know what 2020 is about? Let me tell you what it's about. In Hebrew, it's about the hand. On the one hand, this is the vision I was shown last night. I saw the two hands of God coming to the United States with this mission of mercy. And I saw a huge angelic buildup and great things for this decade of difference. And God was trying to place it into the hands of the people. And some were rejecting it because they were caught up with what the media was saying. But here's what the hands represent. One hand, you have to vote. We are subject. Doesn't matter how strong the prophetic utterance is in my mouth and what God's heart and will is concerning this president. If you don't vote, we are subject to a democracy. It's different than when Samuel could anoint the prophets. He didn't have to be subject to the vote of the people. We need to vote. 30 million didn't vote. We also need to couple that with voting by way of saying, I agree with you, God, even though I may not like everything. Even if there's personality quirks, even if there's things that I don't understand, I choose to have my eyes open to understand that I've got to vote in the natural, but I've also got to agree with God and be on the Lord's side. And the second hand is prayer. Because a lot of things are going to happen for God's people and for the earth that's good if we will get behind the Lord's agenda.
This is so important, getting behind the Lord's agenda. You have God's media, which are the prophets, and you have the world's media, basically Jezebel's prophets, Baal prophets, and they're prophesying gloom and doom and go with the, you know, socialism and everything else. But God's saying, listen, I'll win if you'll go with me. I'll win. The Lord showed me very specifically. So I want to tell you this first. So most transitions of power in governments and nations over history happen over war. They happen because people have to fight to survive because something terrible is taking place. And then they fight and they win a battle and that's the person that leads. Well, elections are real rough. Elections don't run from the fact of, like, you got to stand up for what's right. You got to be able to support a candidate that you believe in. If you have somebody that's doing the right thing, it's your right to stand up as an American citizen and say, I'm going to vote for this person, especially if one candidate's voting to be able to kill children in the womb and one candidate's for the child's life. If one candidate is against Israel and against God's people and Israel, the Jews, you're for Israel and the Jews. You vote for the one that's for, you know, it's about values and what they stand for. You know, he's talking about how the Lord's going to come in. He saw the Lord's foot land on America. I'm going to tell you about some prophetic encounters I've had. One is the Lord took me in this one night vision and he showed me where Pastor John Kilpatrick was in the marketplace and he's prophesying, he's speaking out and he's shouting. He says, the enemy is going to come from the right. The enemy is going to come from the left. And the enemy is going to come from the east. It's going to come from the west. In other words, just like Hank's talking about. God's going to move to the left or the right. He said, but they're going to mow them over. We're going to mow over the enemy. So what you're going to have is you have the enemy being dealt with. The question is, you don't want to be an enemy of God when God's dealing with the enemy. You have to choose to follow God. For a long time, it looked like a lot of gray areas and you can do anything you want to, but the truth is, God's making us make a decision as a people, as a nation. This is like God's going to take all the nations and divide them up from sheep nations and goat nations. And the ones that are sheep nations, he's going to basically take you into heaven. And the ones that are goat nations, you're going to go where there's eternal weeping and gnashing of teeth and destruction. So there is a decision. You cannot live in maybe. Maybes are going to kill you and put you in a bad place. Yes and no's are from the Lord. That anything else is from the evil one. And so the Lord showed me that. The second thing the Lord showed me, literally showed me Jesus walking across the land right here in America, where he's just walking, he's just boldly walking. He's not the Jesus that you're used to, you're seeing where he's all being all lovey and dovey and all this kind of stuff, and I've seen that too as well. But he's just walking confidently across the land amongst all the people. And the people that knew him, knew him. The people who didn't know him or recognize him, but other people conspired against him. But you know what? It didn't bother Jesus a bit. He just kept on walking and kept on going, just confident. All the stuff that bothers us doesn't bother Jesus. He already knows. He's God. He holds everything together. Everything is created by him and for him. What he wants to know is, are you on his side? That's what he wants to know. Are you going to vote for Jesus to be the Lord of your life? And so he's walking, and all of a sudden he got a chance to be able to hug him and love on him. It was just so powerful. I mean, it just blessed my heart. Listen, you were designed to love God. You were designed to love him. Think about it. Your entire life, you're trying to communicate how much you love him, how much you appreciate what he's done for you, and that getting that chance to do it, it literally is just going to just liven your spirit. So we're in this day and time where I've seen, similar to what Hank Kuhneman's talking about, that the Lord's walking America. He's literally walking the earth. Some things that Dutch Sheets talked about was giants, spiritual giants that's been around since the beginning of time are going to fall. Why is this happening? Because a great harvest. Once those giants fall, once these spiritual, demonic, you know, Ephesians 6:12 principalities start falling, what's going to happen is people are going to be freed up in their right mind, and they're going to, many of them are going to run after God. A billion plus soul harvest coming into the kingdom of God in this last days, end time type harvest. And so, listen, you know, some people are being held back because of some of these demonic principalities been holding back for years, since the beginning of time. So we're looking at that taking place. If America goes dark, the whole world gets dark. If America sneezes, other nations catch pneumonia. You know what I'm saying? It's very important what happens to America, what happens to Israel. We're not written prophetically. You can't find America in the scriptures. So it's important for us to act right so we can actually be used by God's plan in these particular days. And I believe that, you know, America is significant because we're helping Israel. The fact that our President Trump, stood for moving the embassy to Jerusalem and is openly saying that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel. That's huge. Recognizing the Golan Heights as Israel having sovereignty over their own piece of property. I mean, this is a big deal. If you bless Israel, America's got a blessing coming that you're not even going to believe it. You know, God's just going to do some pretty awesome things, and the blessing is because we bless Israel, but also for the end time harvest. So they're going to happen simultaneously. That's so exciting, and so I can definitely agree with Hank Kuhneman and what I saw that as myself. And so be encouraged, be prepared, be alert, be educated, and if it feels rough, you standing up for what's right and voting for who you need to vote for, imagine if we were at war and had to do it. And so presently we're not in that particular state, even though there's some words the Lord gave me, and hopefully those words won't come to pass, but America could be facing some sort of physical battle on our land. But if we stand up, listen, God can turn it. He says, listen, a storm's being fashioned against you, a sword's being fashioned against you. Prophesy, let them know. And if they repent, there's no storm. But if they don't repent, and you've told them, then the blood's not on your hands. But if they do repent, it's a good thing, and the storm can stop. So God will show us things that are going to happen. But then if we repent, then that thing won't happen to us. So it's very important. He determines whether a nation will stand or whether it will fall. Listen, be sure to comment below. We love to hear your thoughts and your comments. After this break, we got to come back with so many more prophetic words. It's very encouraging. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
How do I love my enemy?
I think that love begins with the common human experience that we all have. And I think that the loving your enemy gets down to the basic human issues, air, water, lights, food, family, basic human essentials. at least let's love on the level that we exist and then debate on the level that we think. But we have lost all respect and civility. And I think that it comes back to just respecting people because God made them. Mm-hmm. And how can you say you love God who you have not seen,
right,
and hate that is a reflection that he created? You cannot worship him up there while you resent him right here.
The area around the Dead Sea is a desolate place. And here, undisturbed for 2,000 years, a great treasure was found, parchment and papyrus, which came to be known as the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Between 1947 and 1956, researchers and Bedouins scoured the Dead Sea area, finding literally tens of thousands of scroll fragments of all sizes in the caves near Qumran. Over 10 different caves were found to hold these ancient treasures. The caves had acted much like a library to store thousands of texts. Some scrolls were of considerable size. Some documents were in Hebrew, others were in Aramaic or Greek. In addition to numerous copies of the Hebrew Bible, many commentaries and other texts were found.
The Dead Sea Scrolls, perhaps the most important archaeological discovery of the 20th century. Make your own discovery. Engage with the Bible.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Something else very exciting that Kate Kuhneman talked about, and you can see this technology, we're moving in this new era of, we had the different age as that happened in the industrial age, where we're going from the agricultural, make your stuff at home, to now we had industry, the industrial age, then we had the technology age, but now we're about to enter into this artificial intelligence and all these different things taking place. And we can see where major breakthroughs are going to happen. We have to pay close attention. But listen to Hank Kuhneman as he talks about medical breakthroughs are coming in regards to light, healing the heart, and opening blind eyes. Check it out.
We have already entered the revolution of light, this new decade. There's going to come a device that they hang around their neck that's actually going to make it so you don't even have to have heart. It's going to be a bypass for bypass surgery for your heart. And a light that's going to come with technology in the automobile. It's going to be amazing. But God said a recovery of sight to the blind through this discovery of light, a reversal of blindness.
That is so exciting, isn't it? When you hear about all these new things and, you know, you got to be able to be careful with technology, what's going to happen with that. Make sure that Jesus stays your Lord, that, you know, you're not turning to technology to answer your spiritual questions, your soul questions. But it's amazing, you know, how when we moved into the machine age, how much better things have gotten, the less heartache on people to be able to labor than we had other ages. But now we're about to move in right now. 2020 is like this hinge year. We're moving into this whole new realm that it will be nothing like what we've experienced. And we're right in the middle. You always wonder, what would have been like to be part of the people who rode on horseback at the same time the ones who actually saw the car invented, you know? So that they're like 1890, 1895, 1900, 1901, 1905, 19. All of a sudden the car is invented. And so you're looking like, wow, I rode horses, but you're riding cars. Well, that's how this dramatic change is going to be. It's just going to be so, so just dramatic. But God's going to use this technology to be able to get his word out, to be able to bring in this great harvest. It's very powerful. As a matter of fact, if you listen right now, this is Pastor John Kilpatrick prophesying specifically about how technology over the internet and online is going to be used to be able to gather this end time harvest. Take a look.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
The waters are abundant for harvest. The wealth transfer, the harvest is coming in, technology. I mean, God's going to use all this. It's amazing how the Lord does that. So this is very exciting times. Listen, be sure to comment below. We love to hear your thoughts and your comments. After this break, we've got to come back with so many more prophetic words. It's very encouraging. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Can I ask you a question? Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're going to work for you. I want to help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. Claim your book, don't wait a second longer, and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Everybody yes. will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now, learning how to abide with God is so important because he says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing. And it comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
It's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the king since his kingdom is manifesting.
That's right.
It's be the greatest thing he's ever done in the face of the earth. It's about to happen. You want to know the king.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Listen, also a prophetic word was given by Jeremiah Johnson talking about God's bringing a wrecking ball to the church in regards to deal with the religious spirit that's holding back the church. You know, you think about Kanye West, you think about it's already happening right now. It's amazing that he has no problem speaking his mind. He just says whatever and he's just, you know, raw in his relationship. I'm excited about Kanye West. I'm excited about these new folks. But also he talks about Justin Bieber is going to be returned back to his roots and he's going to be a wrecking ball. It's amazing what's going to be taking place. But listen, this is Jeremiah Johnson talking about the wrecking ball coming to the religious spirit of the church.
You know, about 6 months ago, I had a wild encounter about a man named Kanye West. And 6 months ago, I had put online, I'd had this wild dream where the Lord said to me, just as I have raised up Donald Trump as a wrecking ball to the political arena, so shall I raise up Kanye West as another wrecking ball to the religious arena. And in this dream, there was a massive gathering, and on the platform was Donald Trump, Kanye West, and Justin Bieber. And as they began to speak to the crowd, it was at a church, it was a 50-50 split. And what I mean by that is half of the Christians were enraged. And the Lord said to me, even as I've raised up Donald Trump, I'll raise up Kanye West, I'll raise up Justin Bieber to drive the religious spirit out of the church. And I believe that there's a coming move of God that the church isn't ready for, but in 2020, we're going to be ready for it, Sid. And it is this out-of-the-box revival. So I went online and I prophesied, God is going to raise up Kanye West as a wrecking ball. It was just months later when literally in the news, Kanye West comes out with this album, this conversion. And here's what the Lord said to me, and I really want our listeners tonight to tune in here. God said, I have given Kanye West as a gift to Donald Trump because he is going to win him votes in the African American community that he needs to win the 2020 election. So I believe Kanye West is a secret agent in the hands of the Lord.
It's amazing when you're looking at God is literally loosing angels on the face of the earth and they're accomplishing his will. They're like angels moving around. Perry Stone talked about this. When God shifts the era, when God begins to do things, that he fulfills prophetic things, angels are moving around making sure things happen just at the right time when things happen. So you're looking at, there's obviously angels working with our president, working with Israel, standing with somebody like Kanye West. I mean, getting the favor that he's gotten is taking place. I remember watching, I've been waiting in my spirit for a sound. It's kind of hard to explain, but I'm like, the sound has to be released. I can't find this sound. I was looking back to find the sound. I was looking forward to find the sound. I was talking to people about the sound of worship, the sound of this release. And I remember seeing Kanye West early on in Jamaica. And I'm thinking, I'm watching him in Jamaica. He's worshiping God. He's got a you know, crew with them, about, you know, 40, 50, 7,500 folks with them, and the people in Jamaica are gathered around, and they're just shouting to God, and they're worshiping Him, and they're just aggressively going after Him, and they're giving Him their dance and their song. And I literally looked at this thing for an hour and just shook my head going, what? What? My grandson's like, does it? What? It's just like, what? This is awesome. But what is it, right? And it's like, God is moving. I'm so excited about it. As a matter of fact, he wrote an album. He had an album. He put together a lot of different artists came and wrote for this album to be able to worship. And he said, I don't know what to call it. And he said, we've got to make sure it's very specific so people know specifically what we're saying. So he said, we'll call it Jesus is King. Jesus is King. And it's amazing. You got to hear it. You got to, you know, get it on Spotify, ever how you can get it, go to Apple, wherever you can get it, and just listen to it, you know, and support this beginning move. Pray for him and what's going on. But God is moving in a very, very powerful way. And now, you know, musicians are coming out and they're supporting. They're talking about Jesus. They're praying about him. They're acknowledging him. And it's like the entertainment mountain is beginning to shake and beginning to quake, and you're going to start seeing people just come out and boldly be in support of Jesus. So he's a wrecking ball to the entertainment mountain. He's a wrecking ball to the music industry. He's a wrecking ball to the religious mountain, because people are trying to judge us. Like, you know, they have these events and they bring pastors out to be able to preach the gospel, unapologetic gospel at these events, and thousands of people are getting saved. And the Bible Society is bringing Bibles in. They're handing out, at one event, they handed out over 1,000 Bibles they handed out to people. So it's like, imagine if you, oh my goodness, when Jesus started walking the land in his ministry for his 3 years of ministry, he was rocking. I mean, the people who were lost wanted to be found. The people that were sick wanted to be healed. It was only the religious folks who were trying to stop it, control it, to judge it, to criticize it. And Lord is my witness, I have seen the religious spirit for quite some time, and it's really puzzling when you think, aren't we supposed to all get along? Aren't we supposed to walk in unity? Didn't you just prophesy to me this is going to happen? But you'll find a religious spirit comes in and begins to fight against the very God that they profess. And that's what happened during the days of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And it's the same religious spirit to be able to happen in today. But let me tell you something. Trump's a wrecking ball. Kanye West is a wrecking ball in regards to just breaking things up. But also, and I remember I got a prophetic encounter where the Lord showed me a friend of mine who's now with the Lord, a fellow law enforcement officer. We worked together for years, Melvin Posey, but he called me in this prophetic dream. He's talking about, you know, how Washington, D.C. is a house of cards, and it's all going to fall. He's like, it's a house of cards. It's a house of cards. You know, it's all going to come down. And we're seeing things wrecked, and it's so good because, you know, people who control, you know, manipulators and people that are into witchcraft and just not following God, they have to have systems and things in place to be able to control folks. But when God moves, he's totally in control. He's in charge. And so he doesn't need all that stuff. We just need us to follow Jesus. So that's very, very exciting. Have you been praying? Have you been praying for your son or your daughter that's literally a prodigal? They just left God and you're wanting them to get saved or they went away. Guess what? This is the year 2020 where your sons and daughters are coming home. Listen to this word from Jeremiah Johnson.
There's faith right now for those watching the program. Your sons and daughters are going to come home in 2020. I feel a harvester anointing right now. I just prophesy to those watching who think that their sons and daughters are too far gone. I declare the harvest is ripe and it's ready. We're ready for revival. But I want to prophesy Justin Bieber, he will be the next wrecking ball in the hands of the Lord. I did a conference where I called a woman out and I prophesied to her, and it was something small. I prophesied to her, ma'am, what the devil stole from the cradle, God says I'm more than able. She fell down. At the end of the meeting, she said, do you know who I am? I said, no. She said, I'm Justin Bieber's mom. and I believe that the devil has come and tried to steal from the cradle. And I prophesy again to those watching, God is able in 2020 to do immeasurably more than all we can ask for or imagine.
Ask for or imagine. Year 2020, the year that your son and daughters come back to God or come to God. What a powerful thing. Have you given up? It's time to believe God and pray for them. I'm excited about it because it's literally moving. God is fulfilling things prophetically in the earth. When God does that, Perry Stone talks about that the angels of God, begin to come. You think about this. Okay, Jesus is about to be conceived. He's about to be born. Mary's about to be married to Joseph. Different things are taking place. Shepherds are in the field. Three magi or whatever, you know, all these things happening. How do they know what's going to happen? How did the timing happen? Because an angel shows up and talks to Mary, says, you've been found as favor, that the Spirit of God is going to hover over you and you're going to conceive a child and his name is going to be Jesus. An angel told her that. An angel told John the Baptist's dad that this is going to happen. And he didn't believe it, and it shut his mouth down so he wouldn't kill it with his own mouth, right? But then Joseph is going to divorce Mary because he found out she's pregnant. He didn't understand it was the divine pregnancy by God and that she didn't lay with another man. So an angel comes to him and tells him, listen, don't divorce her, marry her, don't lay with her until the child is born. But the child you're going to have, his name is going to name him Jesus. And so these are angels. Angels came and warned him in a dream that you and Mary need to go and go to Egypt until this evil rule of Herod is over with. Well, an angel was right there at the political gathering when King Herod started saying, taking credit for things, and their people began to tell him, oh, you're mighty, you're the one doing all this stuff, Herod. And all of a sudden, as an angel just whacked him. I mean, when God begins to, and killed him, by the way, and it says the worms ate his body. But understand this, these are dangerous times for people who live a life, they're just flippant in what they do. They just do whatever, and somehow it works out for them. This is very important to pay close attention and follow our shepherd, Jesus Christ. Get up under a shepherd who loves God. Get in the Word of God. Understand that spiritual tectonic plates are shifting right now. Angels are causing this shift because it wouldn't shift with our own will. God has to do this. He's making sure the right dreams happen, the right words happen, the right events happen, the right leaders happen, the right things are happening. And angels are shifting all these things. As a matter of fact, some of the prophetic words are angels are coming. You know, Pastor John Kilpatrick was told by God that dark, severe times are coming to the earth. But in that, the great harvest is coming. And outside of God's angels coming to help us, we wouldn't even make it through it. So begin to understand, we don't worship angels, we worship Jesus Christ. But God uses angels to be able to guard us, to be able to advance us. He protected all of Israel with one angel. I mean, they're very powerful. It's very exciting. You know, I want to encourage you. These are amazing days, but God is doing an amazing work in America, in the world. These giants will fall because God's angels take them down. That's what's going to happen. Can you imagine if the giant over China falls? Listen, I got to go. I'm going to join us next week because we're going to talk specifically about some amazing prophetic words about President Trump, three principalities that are coming down, and so much more. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I pray a blessing over our audience. I pray that you would encourage them, Lord, that they would be encouraged to begin to call their sons home, begin to function in faith, knowing, God, we thank you that you got this all in your hands. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. Don't forget to comment below. We love to hear your comments about what's going on. And remember how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.